July 15th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Point of Spiritual Honor. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, Romans 1:14. Paul was overwhelmed with the sense of his indebtedness to Jesus Christ, and he spent himself to express it. The great inspiration in Paul's life was his view of Jesus Christ as his spiritual creditor. Do I feel that sense of indebtedness to Christ in regard to every unsaved soul? The spiritual honor of my life as a saint is to fulfill my debt to Christ in relation to them. Every bit of my life that is of value I owe to the redemption of Jesus Christ. Am I doing anything to enable him to bring his redemption into actual manifestation in other lives? I can only do it as the Spirit of God works in me this sense of indebtedness. I am not to be a superior person amongst men, but a bondslave of the Lord Jesus. Ye are not your own. Paul sold himself to Jesus Christ. He says, I am a debtor to everyone on the face of the earth because of the gospel of Jesus. I am free to be an absolute slave only. That is the characteristic of the life when once this point of spiritual honor is realized. Quit praying about yourself and be spent for others as the bondslave of Jesus. That is the meaning of being made broken bread and poured out wine in reality. That's the end of Oswald's message. The indebtedness that he speaks to here, of Jesus Christ, and the indebtedness propelling me to tell others about the saving grace of Jesus, could be likened to a sense of great desire to repay a debt that someone has paid for you. If we look at the relationship we have with God through Jesus as a love relationship, as in being a bond slave, which is a slave who is won by choice, then the things that we do for him are out of a sense of gratitude, not a sense of duty or obligation. Paul was driven, affection drawn, by his relationship to Jesus in such a way that he even stated in one of his letters that if he could be accursed so that his Hebrew brothers could come to know Jesus, he would gladly take an eternity in hell to provide for others to come to know Jesus and be eternally saved. That kind of compassion, obviously, is only divine, and that kind of compassion can only really come to a life when one submits oneself entirely in deep affection for the Savior. Contemplate your relationship with God, and specifically to Jesus Christ. Determine how deep the affection is that you have for him. If when you speak his name, there is no sense of compassion or passion welling up within you, contemplate spending more time telling him you love him and asking him to give you that love, a love that would actually compete with the love you have for your most significant other. Because when your affection rises to the level of a honeymoon with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no further sense of obligation in anything you do for him or allow him to do to you or through you. It's all a matter of absolute abandon and full surrender to him as a bride to the arms of her loving husband.